Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We are sponsored by
Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the White Rock Road, best sun bed shop in the Northern Hemisphere.
Get on, love. Catch yourself on. Can your TikTok do this?
What's happening,
Mo? Everything had to be fucked out.
Yeah. Right, what's happening, mate?
Did you get something to eat?
No, not yet.
Matthew stopped me yesterday, done my head.
He be interviewing you, Slice.
Helen. Done my head in yesterday.
Is everything going on?
Get away from me now.
Is your phone working at the store?
No, like it's a court. Waiting down to get him yesterday. And I walked back straight up the house because he was getting into Auntie's car yesterday and Auntie cracked up at me.
Did he prefer to eat that last night? Does he not want?
Was that meant to be a secret or something?
I heard his boy's getting awful jealous of you, Burnsy.
Oh, I'm jealous big time.
Is he?
I walk him to work every morning from 8:30. I'm down outside St. George's Market every morning, 8:30, waiting him come.
I tell him 9:30. And he swear to God, he's ringing me from 7:30, and then he phones you at 8:30 and goes, I'm at St. George's Market. I go, I'm not, I told you 9:30. That's all right, you take your time, I'll stand here.
He says to me, drops you to work every morning.
Drops me up to work. He says,
see George, he's on that TikTok, he's mental.
Yeah, he says he needs to attack me from my town because it's full of headers.
Does Roberto, see when you're walking through a town, Roberto, does Roberto get tortured, does he?
He does me twice when he's with me, seeing everybody else, and I tell him all the singer hooks, to all the other one, the other. singer hooks.
No, so he came down to meet me a couple of weeks ago, and he said, right, I'm walking you to work, I need to attack you. And we started walking by St. George Market. He went, Monty, and I have you, and I knew he was up to something, because he was like her from Crackathon. And I pulled the next minute, he pulls out a wig. Oh my God.
The second one?
And he started... And he was, Lord help, he walked me from a town right up to my work right wing. So we were walking by the hang, we heard all music and we were going in the hang and they were opening up that new donut place. And Coo left.
Krispy Kreme.
And Coo left.
Gorgeous, mate.
Where's your one of you got there for a second?
He made me wear a wig. I swear to God.
He's wearing a pink one. Walk up.
He said to me, you have to wear your wig the next day. So I came and met him the next day and he said to me, where's your wig? And I said, ah, oh, fuck, I forgot it, mate. And he went, you better not have forgot that wig. So me and him had to wear the wigs up and I took mine off. I felt and he was, you're a big girl's place.
Torture.
Get the fuck away, go on.
No, I wasn't going to get out of my
body. I know, it didn't mean no
harm. Is Roberto looking to be a drag or?
No.
He goes to that Kremlin every day. He's always on it. Him and Anthony's always on it.
Yeah, I'm botched as fuck. I don't want to be a drag.
He'd make a good drag, clean money, but.
You would make a good queen.
You'd be a good drag queen, Bernsey.
No, yeah, it's not for me, definitely.
Would you not consider doing a drag?
But no, the art, what do you call him?
I think you'd be a good drag.
He's avoiding that one, isn't he? Big Roberto, what do you call him? The baldy head, those diamonds, what do you call him?
Hey, Teddy Von Trapp.
Big Teddy. Do you ever see his nipples?
You call him Robert as well, to be fair.
Have you seen his nipples?
I have. I know him really well.
Can't tell me down before when I used to work in T-shirt, like my face.
He's funny as fuck. Like, we partied for years.
But no, Roberto, I think you've partied wherever you want.
I have. I actually have. That's what I always say. If you didn't know me from years ago for knocking out there, Danny and these, and you know me from
don't
Bobby's.
Don't be saying it. But
most people do. I'm going to speak about it anyway, myself. So
sure, he was on this podcast before Bernsey said about it.
Don't be letting yourself down.
But that's what I mean. Like, I was actually talking about this the other day. I was saying when I only started doing Bobby's Bistro, obviously I was living an out-good life, and I was delivering buffets and all. No, everywhere, just like a christening party. You know,
yeah.
You always got one conk,
yeah,
man. Fuck me, I used to get my easy. Where are you going?
Big man.
Can't hold it. Just head stop now. Just stop every.
My heart goes out to all these single mothers on TikTok.
You know,
see the many people and kids or parents, like mummy stop me and say
when you get birth, your placenta.
A placenta is the after birth.
And they're like their minds come out in bed. What happens?
You must be on some heavy stuff today, mate.
See him, he works morning, night, don't care.
He's tired.
He needs sleep, he hasn't slept.
Do you know what's one thing I've never done?
Serious?
No, never.
Do you smoke grass?
It's
the only thing, like.
I made a mistake and I thought that this podcast was on Monday night and I didn't click on it. It was a Friday night.
I didn't even know we were podcasting. I bring him, man, where the fuck are you? He goes, mate, it was Monday. I says, no.
The internet in here.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's right.
I was only
Wi-Fi in the brain. Loves Wi-Fi.
But, so, see, when we go for paints, I get him his paints and all in, and he connect the Wi-Fi and put his headphones on. That's him.
I'd never talked it before, but I remember years ago when I run about in St. James's where all these fellas, they're all stoners, used to take fuckets.
Don't say that.
They gave me one day. We hadn't been to bed in about 2 days, and I took one and I had to go around the beach at my leisure centre. Remember, it used to be like hills on the hang. I remember laying there sick as a dog, and I've never ever done it again.
That's the mistake loads of people make, is smoking a fucket for their first time of smoking green.
Is that too heavy?
That just gets you.
Yeah, I'm not joking. I was saying everything. It was fucking.
What's the most days you stayed on the for?
Most days I stayed on the river was my 30th birthday party, and it was 6 days with no sleep.
Six
days. I was actually my mate Tracy, who died, I ended up locking her in my flat now.
Did your hair go to it?
Big time. I was on that own meth. Remember that own meth shit?
It smelled like cat's piss after that. Did you ever smell your pores after that?
That was brutal.
I can remember taking that.
6 days.
It was like 15 quid for a
gram. See him, right? See him, right? 30. I've known Robert for fucking years.
Yeah.
Right? He'd run about with my wee name for 7 years, right? And I've known Robert from fucking
years.
Say that?
For years, him and fucking my name and
Dennis
Marson. The wee man, what do you call him? Penny?
Penny
and all the rest of them. I've known him all for years from Short Strand, run about with him all.
But he always falls out with people.
No,
one of his families texts me the other day and says to me, "And Roberto, you're the only person he's never felt like."
Must be doing something right.
What about me, Bertie?
I've never felt like you.
I'm feeling like me. Have you?
No.
Charlie, never.
My joke. No,
Roberto does look after you. Like he's.
I do. Look,
no,
don't do it.
My wife from me thinks it's funny to text him behind my back to fucking. I fucking taxed
no, they were being nice. They weren't being. They weren't being nasty. They were being nice
themselves, but they're shady.
They're
shady people. They had a fucking phone.
No, they weren't saying bad things. They were being nice. He always takes everything up the wrong way. No, they were being nice. They were just saying, Roberto, you look after him and all. You're the only person he's never fell out with.
No, never, never in my whole life.
I says, I know my husband's cracking up because he's fucking stealing me away from
him. What's a crack word? Is he jealous of you, Bernsey?
Oh, he's jealous, big time. He wrote to him the other day on his day, he says, steal the husbands.
Would you not lie in between the two of them?
No, I wouldn't.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Because I live in the markets. Here's my waters.
Here,
market man,
he's cracking. He was getting jealous of you, like, because he's,
oh, he's jealous big time. Sword back. He got them wee things of his back.
Hi, yay! That's my bird.
I just want to say how it is, you know what I mean?
I know, it does tell.
Birdie, speaking of birds, do you have
I see the only one we call to is to see Sean and Nugent.
He loves Sean Lanusen from
Do you like her?
Crack,
oh, she's good crack, isn't she?
She puts crack. Him in his place, but that's why.
Oh, well, she does all right.
Do you fancy her?
Take no, don't shit. She has a boy?
Oh, does she?
She's single now.
I know, but she did have a boy.
Yeah. Oh, if she's single, get you in there.
Here, she has a house fire we were talking about the other day. That was next door to her house.
So it was, that's right.
Is that right?
That's really good. Everybody was talking to him and me.
People were right. He knows everything.
Everybody's waiting in their lives, Noel, saying there's a house fire in St. Jonah.
He's just started a fucking track.
A rat?
Fuck's sake.
Here, I have one of them. I have one of them yesterday in here. Fucking good.
What were you doing over in the West?
The blue one.
The sludge puppy machine?
Over in the West yesterday?
Do you ever stay over in the West?
Oh, aye, fuck.
Jeez. But you're Westie, aren't you?
I'm from down Lower Falls.
He's lived down in St. Divis.
Oh, I used to be a wee son.
I got caught out.
That Divis is fucking different gravy.
Do you know what? And my family, I was born at Divis. My granny and all. I was like, I lived in Ross Road my whole life. Was like the next
street. Is that where Ross Road's with the Hoods?
Where all the old stone cars now be.
Did you steal my cars?
I didn't steal cars because I couldn't drive at the time. But me and my mate, Fra, he used to always obviously steal them. And I used to go with him. And got caught on a couple of them. Come here, I was actually going to say, as I was talking about this on a live your day. I remember me and my mate.
People are calling, see the other thing, right? People are calling him drug dealers on my picture. No, with granddad. See, the night we went to Kim McCauley, people writing him drug dealer this, drug dealer that, and all these with granddad.
Well, that's his past. I had to delete
half of the comments on my...
What's in the past?
Years ago, I couldn't drive. My mate Adder, my brother, I had bought a big car, big Audi, 2-something-something, quattro fucking thing. I hadn't a clue at that time. But I was going with a girl at the time who lived down in White Abbey, where I ended up moving down towards. But I remember they took me up a White Rock Street and learnt me how to drive in this car. First time ever driving a car. And I was clipping all sorts of wing mirrors and all in Britain. Oh. Sorry, anyone who... if I clipped your wing mirror, but it was years ago. So I dropped them ones off. They took me up around the mountain and I was driving like fucking, picked it up like that. And I went down to drive down to my bird's house at the time. I was going with down White Abbey. And on the way back, I drove through an amber light coming off motorway on the motorway. So I phoned my mates, they're from up here. I'm not saying any name, but they're from Perth. So they picked me up and I jumped in their car. We're waiting on the cops obviously coming. I jumped in their car and drove away. The cops blue lighted us the whole way up the falls, up away rock, and the turf all down through the wee streets. And they drove off fast into one of the cul-de-sacs and the car hit a wall and they get out and run. And I get scooped.
You have been caught a couple of
first
times.
First time ever got caught. I love myself to be carried. In turf.
Bergie, what about what he said there on his way, wasn't
it?
What? What did he say? Didn't he know?
I didn't even hear what he was saying because he was talking to you.
I'm getting up called off.
It's a drug dealer.
When you're not and you're with me.
Would you back
me
up?
I'd back you up 110%. Nobody will fucking say anything. See the next one comes into the comments. It's going to get fucking slut.
Yeah. Bergie, you jumped earlier, didn't you? This morning when you were fighting.
He was fighting this morning.
Oh, he says
we man ran from a carpet shop. My dad phones me this morning. Says, can you bounce down? Next night, bounce down, ran. It's a country parts. I bounced down next minute. I took my jacket and jumping off. Here's my mum. One big boy, man. Let's go. Three night, third egg. Let's go. Let's have
you. Oh, my. Go on, son.
I just want to go. Here's my dad. Oh, don't leave it. Leave it. Here's me. No. Let me out. I'm not going to hit him.
Did you not go near him, but you're not going near him?
You're not here. He's just going to the bathroom.
Is he? He
said, Jar can't be at Snope of a Rope.
But so he left me outside the other side at 3:30 in the day. Promised me a ticket, promised me a ticket.
That's bad crack.
Nelly McSee came in and fucking.
He did tell me that you gave the wrong name.
No, he's full of shit. He's full of fucking crap. He's like Jamie Cullen McCullen.
What name did you give?
No, I went over to the box office and the guard trains his car. There's no fucking ticket here for you. Church, he's made a dick out of you.
They told you it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Jared. That's
not very professional.
And it's truly started.
And he actually was on leave. I was out this night, but they told me the next day that he was leave the whole way home crying and all. So it was apparently it was really bad leave. Like, he was hard.
Oh, mate, I fucking appreciate
it. I didn't see it, but loads of people told me the next day.
So how have you been?
I'm fairly out of room big time.
Are you finished?
I'm the Dubin.
Is there anything you can do to be your mate again?
I'm trying to get them back together every day.
I muted them on Roberto's
leg. He kicks them out of my leg every day.
Is there no way you can be his mate again?
No,
like,
no.
And he put on a video and all yesterday.
Because he thinks he can change my password and my account on his phone and use all the Yahoo emails and all the different fucking phone numbers and all.
He put up a video saying when your idols become your rivals and all, and shared it to me, and I shared it, and I was like, Jared, I don't think he wants to be your mate, like.
See, when Burnsy
has an interview,
like.
That's it, you're done.
Oh, you're fucked.
No,
your man James Luke gets it too,
though. Number two, he's been so good to me with Nando's, and I swear to fuck, out of this world, I would never ever disrespect Roberto.
What about me?
Perfect. I would never disrespect you because the food you bought and that food you made me in your house.
He's buying me a Nando's next week. But his dad told him he's buying me a Nando's, didn't he?
Hey, here, do you like a Nando's?
Fuck, I love it.
What do you get? Here, tell us your Nando's order.
See the wraps.
You got a wrap.
No, you don't get a wrap. You got a butterfly chicken.
Nah, you don't get a wrap.
I got a salad.
Did you? Are you on a diet?
Try if you're on a diet here. I'm almost struck one.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Well, it was fucking hectic.
Yeah, I swear to God. Only for me and Roberto and Nando's. And I swear to God, I can't thank him and Natalie, the big already, me and him and Leonard.
Who's Natalie?
Natalie Loosley.
She's meant to be his cousin.
She's not my cousin.
Same last name.
Same surname, like.
Nobody call him Belfast Grandma. Nobody wasn't allowed to touch him because he's a Protestant. I'm here to see the video.
You were my security guard.
Nobody wasn't allowed to touch him or fucking. What do you call him?
Nobody allowed me.
Grandma.
You used to call him the bin man.
But his dad works for the bins.
Is it, are we going again now? Is this us?
Aye. So, Burnsy, we have a couple of questions for you. John helped us out here. So, we're going with the letter P, right? Every answer has to start with P.
Right.
Right, we're going to give you a first and Roberto will go second. We're looking at a colour that starts with P.
Purple.
Right, go ahead, Roberto.
A colour?
A colour with P,
Can I say the same one?
No.
Nope.
Why, is there a normal?
It's a very common one.
Peach.
No. I was hanging pink, but...
Pink.
Pink. Please give a colour.
I said it.
Peach.
No, he said purple. You said purple.
Yeah, no.
You right, Burnsy.
Ah, no, he's going to be smarter than me.
A country.
Spain. Portugal.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Go ahead, Mason.
Go ahead,
Rupert. Pray.
Go ahead.
An animal.
Oh. Pig.
Where?
Bastard, I was going to say that. He's... I'll speak first.
Burnsy's good. We'll give you the first one then.
Hold on, P.
Can we get this on live on my phone?
We're going to go lay in a minute.
P.
There's pig, there's Portugal, there's pepper.
And I
know the three.
Oh, I can't. Do you know why I listen to that? Do you know why I listen to that radio hang every day? I'm working. I go, I think if I was on that, I would never get one.
See, when you're on the spot, it is hard.
When you're on the spot,
I don't know.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I have a struggle right now.
Hold on.
I've got one.
Fuck's sake, Roberto. Don't say it.
He's beat me.
Peacock.
I will take it. I'm thinking about a pony, like.
A pony.
There's.
Go ahead, kiss normal.
There's.
Where's Nanny?
Pop.
What?
Pop.
What animal's that?
An animal.
Pop goes away, sir.
What about. See, the thing is called P as well.
Right.
What's P-O-P. That?
The next question.
But what animal's that?
What animal's that? That lives in the water works or something.
Yeah, in your head ran free, doesn't it, Percy? What's the next question?
Next question. A boy's name beginning with P.
Paul.
Peter. A place in Belfast.
Go wait. Roberto, go first.
Paul Glass.
Yeah. Let's go.
2-2 now. I'm 4-2 already. I'm winning 4-2. So shut up.
I'm winning now.
I think you still have a chance to get it, though.
Go ahead.
A place in Belfast beginning with P.
Don't give him no clues. I'm running. Team Roberto's winning.
Palace.
Palace? Where's Palace? Palace then?
It's called Palace. There's a Palace here in Belfast. There's a Palace in England.
You know, like Buckingham Palace. No, that's not a fucking answer.
He's on the boat fucking Golden Palace. The chain is down the spring.
Peking Palace.
Green Palace. All right. But see all them names that you come up with, right? That's what you said.
He's not wrong, to be fair. Like,
all right.
Right, and then last one.
I won.
We've got a car beginning with P.
You go first, Roberto.
Peugeot.
Go for it.
I know another one.
Shush. Don't you say it out loud. So, you got that one right, yes, but.
I'm winning that. 2-6-2-4.
The, it's called. What would you say? It's called
a car beginning with P.
Easy, it's
plastic. Plastic in the back of the car seats.
No, but what's the name of a car? A name of a car beginning with P.
Oh, Passat.
Passat.
I was going to say.
There we go.
Porsche.
But you call Passat of a car?
100%.
Oh, I thought quite
a Passat. I know all the rest.
So what was
numbers
the scores, Pally, there? What was the score?
I won 6-4.
5-2. We go in now.
6-4? You were smoked. Team Roberto.
We own an axe and we own an axe.
Yes.
She's coming into the
Patreon. He's going to jump in between these.
Go ahead.
Here, we're going to see his wigs or what?
Yes, get the
wigs. See him. See,
are we
going to
get
Roberto,
a bottle
right?
going here?
I walked down to St. George's Market. Go down and get him.
Right.
I'm standing outside all the day today, shop, from 8:30 in the morning waiting for him coming. But I phone him, I says, Robert, right, bang. But he doesn't answer, but his phone's on silent underneath the bed, and now he turns his car, Robert, your phone's ringing, there's Connor Burns.
No, so I told you earlier, I said to him, 9:30. Phones me at 7:30, 10 times, and be there at 8:30. I say, I need to get showered, walk a dog, tidy a house.
Give me 10.
Does he ring 100 times?
He stands outside there at 8:30 waiting for me. So,
but I'm trying to get everybody off for work and they're fucking doing.
You're a good motivator.
I'm asking everybody, jump out of bed, get the beds made, get the fuck out of the house, go to work, come back, make dinner. Go back to bed if they want. Yes, I'm not stopping you, but just go.
Yeah, do you get the messages every morning too?
Every single morning.
Every afternoon, every night?
Every single morning. And I can never ring him back. Every time I ring him back, it's never, I can't go through.
So just go,
answer machine.
What do you do, Burns?
I just turn off, see the sound.
See, when you ring you, it just goes, O2 message service.
Then I put it on, no disturb.
Do not disturb.
Why, but?
Because so people can't. Ring me.
But you ring us.
But my phone bleeps to tell me there's like 20 messages on my phone to ring back.
Do you ever ring any of them back?
Oh, why? I ring Sean and Nugent, I ring him.
Fuck,
I ring him
and I give him Lorna's number.
Fuck, can't fuck, don't have my number.
Here, I will get your number eventually. I'll get it off Matthew.
I hear 100%.
Or get it off Monique.
Roberto, what's had to drink in a double fogger?
Double fogger.
So we were waiting in the Sloan's hour before we started recording. He started here, off on a heart.
See, I had to.
Peter Offshore, and I got a double fogger.
Right, see the wee lad, right, his thing kicked the door and looking for his phone, and he got the last seconds.
Where?
In the Sloan's.
When?
The night door.
Well, before I came, did you watch Roberto's
what
book?
What the fuck?
What?
You're fucking water dripping through. No, there's actually is water dripping through here to this mic.
That's Roberto spitting on it.
Oh, Roberto.
Is that roof leaking?
Second thing, the water comes through.
No, there's actually water coming through here. No, there's water actually.
Is there?
There's water coming through the fucking ceiling.
That's your new son,
now, darling. Boy, right, George, he's not lit up as way no more. After
far from the west.
Bertie, so what have you been doing these days? Are you working or are you just fucking chilling out? Or?
Go down to get him every morning.
He just walks me to work and goes back.
Go on his leave every morning to all the women. I use female because yous are looking well, ladies.
That is here. So what is it you say?
I use female. Well,
he stole Carlisle Stewart.
Yeah.
He stole her saying, "Are yous looking well?"
But I tried to phone the day to the radio station 333-105 to try and get.
So all the ladies obviously ditched him for me. So every time I'm on leave now, all the ladies come over to me.
And but me and him have a battle. We try mess about them. I would never lose a heaven, but saying I do lose a head, yes, but I'm asking my said to help me out with to try and get the pink man across.
32 times I smoked him.
32
You could smoke every day, Bertie.
He goes, no, come on, the fuck, my ladies, what are you doing? You're falling asleep.
You need to up your game, big man.
I know.
You're getting smoked.
Ditched him. Sometimes I've muted him for 10 seconds.
And then he texts me going, you fucking steal all my ladies, all my followers, all my clicks.
Bertie, I seen your the beach video.
Oh, hey, I love the beach video.
You're a double apart help. I'm
Right, don't be saying that on name.
Cut that out.
Cut that bit out. I don't want him listening yet. But I want to thank Roberto, yep. Lorna McDade, and Natalie Doozy for coming down to the beach with us. And I can't thank him enough for bringing us down.
Come here, man. Sir, we were down the beach. There was some girl walking up the beach, a woman, and she was looking at her daughter, who's only 16. She had her shoes on her hand. She was looking away at the beach. It was pitch black. We had a wee fire. She comes over and she was like,
"But everybody,
oh my God, Roberto, my daughter be raging. I bumped into you." She was like, "Can I get a photo to send to my daughter?" So she got a photo of me and Connor, and away she went, talking away. She was like, "I'm fucking sick of her. She's only 16. She's running about and all." No,
but
like,
she goes
she's
to school. No, she thinks it's funny.
So we drove up a Tapia Hill, or we were walking up a Tapia Hill. 2 wee girls were walking up her tall drop down. And I said in the car, "Where's your woman, Chanel?" That's what you call the woman's daughter. The woman's daughter. He was like, stop a car. He jumped out. He's like, "Chanel, your fucking mommy's looking at you every morning." The wee girl does stop that, man.
No, this wee girl was 16. She goes to school and her mummy doesn't know. But her mummy's from Bangor. Her mummy went out of her head, didn't know what was going on.
She was loving her everywhere.
She was worried. Her dad was worried and all. And the wee girl thinks it's okay not to tell her mummy where she is and who she's with. She turned her location off on her Snapchat of her mummy and not let her know where she is.
Is that right?
She did.
I swear to God.
It's not on. It's bad crack, like. The woman was running about looking everywhere.
I swear to God, she went up to every single person on the beach.
Sure, the 2 wee girls, but not had no clue what they were talking about.
Where was it? Hounds Bay?
Hounds Bay.
Was it nice down there, Bernie?
It's so quiet.
Until you come down.
No.
And then there's a heavy squad in.
Did you ever go for a dip in the water?
So he was asked to go for a dip in the water and he wouldn't do it.
Would you go skinny dipping, Bertie?
We're going to do it the next time, aren't we?
We're going to do it the next time.
Skinny dipping? With the wigs on?
But somebody was over, two fellas would run in the water and then they had this big white torch across their head. Here's me, Robert. We need to do that.
Ha ha ha. Why not, Nick? Why not?
Anthony's going to crack up with you. Fucking
you know what? I know.
Here, Anthony, what about your back now, son? You got the emotion in your back? Sore back?
That's my here, fucking horse.
Here, Anthony, are you just jealous because me and Anthony's with each other and you're not?
Me and Anthony. He says the other day, Ali's just jealous because I grew up with you.
Or did you tell me earlier you were born in the same hospital?
Yeah.
Is that how you, is that how you used to reach her?
No, why?
Same time, Mick? Same,
same time.
Well, what date's your birthday?
I'm 1980.
Much, what year are you born?
12th of the 2nd, 1986.
So 6 years between you, you mad bastard.
But he was in one and I was in one in the 20.
Oh, right, what? Right.
Because you were in the same time as me.
Ah, that's right.
Just the 6 years.
6 years before.
Same thing.
I was hibernating in the Royal for 6 years.
But I got moved from the Royal. Doesn't matter. Are you serious?
But you're a baby.
That's what I want. As a gag, like, here. Here.
You remember it well?
I remember it well. Like, I remember it well.
Big crack.
Stages of that, like them early stages are fucking good, crack on it.
They are, right.
That's a nice
yeah, did you watch Roberto on the podcast?
Yeah, but I say people, people have no respect for Roberto at all. See this here, Colin. See the people, on the apps, on like Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat, you're a disgrace to your family, to your parents and all. See these daughters here, like 14, 15, and 16 year olds, you just need all your phones taken off you. Stop writing in our Snapchats and our TikToks and our Facebook pages. Stop writing to Roberto, call him a drug dealer. He's turned his life around. He's not a drug dealer no more. He's turned his life around. He's a chef now. He has his own shop on top of Clemmel Road. Do not disrespect my good friend of mine. If anybody disrespects my friend on social media, I tell you what. You say, I'll get what's coming to you, and I'll go straight to your parents' door, and I will speak to your parents one by one, and I don't care who you are sitting behind a phone. Stop being creep behind a phone.
I wouldn't want
to
be those
guys. Do not disrespect me other and come onto my app on TikTok and call me such and such. Do what it is, you are jazz behind a phone, because I'm famous more than you aren't. Because I'm a bit with Alexander Burke and Wayne Rooney and Colleen Rooney.
Yeah.
And Beyonce. And Romeo Beckham, David Beckham, and Victoria Beckham and all. Let me tell you that
the
night.
On
it only took 40 minutes before you mentioned Alexander Burke.
I know, and he had...
Fuck, he was choking.
He phoned me yesterday and said, guess who liked my video, me singing? I went, who only man? David Beckham.
David Beckham.
I have over 40,000.
Here, did you see Roberto on our podcast said he said himself?
Don't be saying that.
He did. He said
true.
It. He said it.
Don't be saying that thing on the podcast.
It was actually a wee video. There's a wee TikTok dance or a wee like singing video, and it's a fella that says, give me one margarita and I'll tell you about me shape myself as an adult. You want to see it? I'm going to do it with a wig and all that. Do you know what? I had a couple of accents.
So, people, I'm going to tell you this once again, do not come on our TikTok apps. Do not come in the comments if you're going to be rude to Roberto and myself. Or Gavin Burns, do not disrespect any of the three of us. Okay. Or Rainbow Slice.
Yep.
See if anybody disrespects, they're getting punished on TikTok. You're getting removed from our apps.
Well done.
And I do not disrespect any of us. We are the nicest people on the North Belfast and West Belfast. So do not disrespect.
Do you hear me?
And I mean that now in the night.
Burnsy, your favourite meal and you go if you're away for food? What's your favourite meal?
Oh, I had wraps and had rice.
What were they on it?
Nando's.
Boujum.
What's his food like?
Oh, here. His food is delicious. 30 out of 30. I'm not even joking.
30 out of 30.
What's it taste like?
Oh.
He gets a fry most days.
Fry, and then I ordered. No, I ordered the last time chips.
And chips.
Is that what you gave him, Roberto?
But then I know they gave him a wee candle now for his birthday. Remember?
It was my 15th, 12th of February.
And we were scundered, and he just sat with his hood over his head.
Because there was a wee girl, Kirsty, sitting there, and I didn't know Kirsty was sitting there. Now.
What age were you, Bertie?
I was 39.
You're not 39.
I am.
You're 39?
Yeah. Wow, I was 38, and then I turned 39 in February. I'm 40 next year.
Are you big 4-0? Where we're going
I didn't think you were
40. Would you not pick on us?
How are we born in the same hospital?
Is that what age you are, Roberto?
45.
If you don't hear, you don't look here. You don't look at Roberto. Right, like,
fucking face.
You've got the greys on the side. You dyed the tip.
No. Well, he has a bit of blonde. Like,
he has a bit of blonde through the tips.
Who does that?
I know, he goes to somebody, like.
Oh, I bring him. Here, put the shutter up.
There's an Iraqs. Come on, in Iraqs! Come on! Guys, I'm going to give a big vibe welcome to Una. Rocks, guys, she's in the building.
No, not that. That one.
Guys, I want to give a big vibe welcome to Una Rocks. She's in the building. She's on the Patreon with us tonight.
Tell everyone to get over.
Hello.
What's happening,
Una? Una Rocks, what's happening? Okay, no. Okay, no,
Birdsey, give her your fucking your chat up, Lingo. You feeling
are
well?
You feeling well?
Are you feeling well?
You're looking well.
Yeah. Can I have a t-shirt? Some we got on TikTok, Caitlin Creations. Thank you. She made us these.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. That's Lambo Slays and Gam.
So what is a Patreon? What do you do?
A Patreon is it's our week and fucking stop working. Roberto Bernsey was on 2 weeks in a row. Sean Banoff was on. We're all going to do an episode of Gar here. Yes. So,
what makes YouTube work? Do you get paid for views and stuff?
We're monetized, aye.
But YouTube views aren't the best, you know what I mean?
See, the way it works.
TikTok's the best.
It is, mate.
No, YouTube is the best, but see if you like saying a lot of bad words, you won't get the green lights. You need green, it goes green, amber, red. If you get red, you don't get any ads.
You don't get...
Yeah, yellow is like one ad an episode, and then green is obviously you get...
Do you know what? That's what I was saying to Gavin.
Caitlin Creations, I want to thank you for me and Roberto's tabs with Team Burnsey and Team Roberto.
I was actually... See,
for our battle.
So, Burnsey with her.
Monday night is our battle, guys, for 8:30. This Monday, guys, on TikTok, so get yourselves on.
It'll
be well done.
So, I was just saying the slice, like, if you...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Come out of work and you actually proper focused on it. You have so much more hours in a day to actually put your attention to. You could really push it.
And you know what?
You have a big fan base. You get that.
Do it when you're working. You know what I mean?
And that's what
he makes his own food from home and brings it in and all stuff.
I was actually doing a wee story time about how like Bobby's originated, like how I got there, coming away from selling drugs and like coming away from bad life and then getting my own business. Like it was a big shock.
Yeah, come away from bad people that didn't want to run a business.
Like, it was
come away from
successful.
All sorts of people who's out there who doesn't want to talk to you.
Was he a scumbag, Bernsey?
No.
I think I've just lost heart in it all and I feel like I've got a lot to give on recipes and cooking and all at home, and I just feel like I've no time for the gym, and I feel like I'm just working 9 to 5, 7 days a week,
and you can't
pay bills.
It's not the way you want to live.
Yeah,
you're a great chef, mate. Like your food,
He stands at the back, him and his cousin Louise. Probably Louise, you call him. Here, see him is making food and bringing it out and stuff. And I swear to God, absolute.
But I feel like I've achieved what I set out to achieve, and I feel like I'm not going to go anywhere. I feel like I'm just done.
But
I feel like I'm going on TikTok
like when I only done it, obviously, like I won them ratings and all, like got number one and stuff, and like people, I'm like listening to people on the lives, and they go like, we need Roberto's cooking back, because he used to cook when I only started off doing it, and it was only new to me, and I've never talked on a phone, and I felt a wee bit like, I feel like a weirdo, and I'm really outspoken.
But you're
like
not a weirdo. People, you're not a weirdo, Roberto. Always remember, you're not a weirdo, mate.
Fucking really.
Just listen what people have to say. Listen to different opinions.
I'm so much more confident, and I feel like I have a lot to give, and I feel like I'm never going to do it. I've just worked 9 to 5, 7 days a week, and it's ruining. I don't even go to a gym now because I'm fucked every day after work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what have I got to show for? I'm paying bills. Like, it's just
no. No, it's not the way you want to.
So I'd rather earn a wage on my content, like I'm.
He wants to get the content.
Roberto, focus on yourself.
He wants 3K.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Gam. Gam, stop me there.
I would love to.
Hold on. Gam, I want to stop you. Gam, I want to stop you. See, Roberto, right? He makes his own content, makes his own cooking in his house, brings it in, goes down to Musgrave, go and get all the stuff in for the shop, brings it in for the house as well. And he's a good chef, no matter what he does, and he makes a brilliant job of it, no matter what.
But I think it's his last year.
Cooking.
I think like I would love to settle. What I want to do, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to train. I'm going to do a couple of weeks chef and cooking classes because I trained years ago, and then I went and worked in Sprandes, and I was about 16. I'm 45 now, so it was a long cooking. Like it's all changed now. So I would love to do a wee cooking class. Plus, I would love to do a wee content class, and I would love to just chase my dream. And I'm finished. I just feel like this year I can't go on all year doing what I'm doing. I feel like my back's up against the wall, and I just 100%.
Unless you actually go and do it.
If you don't take the steps, you'll never go in that direction. Like,
see the hours.
This is why I'm here to help.
Them hours and they actually.
This is why I'm here to help you, Roberto. Walk you to work every morning.
Do you drop them off?
I drop them off. And next one here. Already. What happened yesterday? What happened to me when I fell into a flower pot?
He walked backwards and fell into a flower pot and winded himself. He was winded and running down the hill because he was surrounded. Jared Hughes coming. No, but you know what? See when I had Bobby's and it was really massively down in Springfield. And
yes, I used to win.
It all just came out of nowhere.
His mum is such a nice girl.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I
swear to God, I can't thank that girl enough.
Well, but it fucking also near killed me. Like, that's what I said. Like, of all my years of selling drugs and, like, oh, I remember one time, like, I say I spoke about this all the time. Like, I remember owing people 20 and 30 grand.
Bollocks.
And threatening to come to my house.
Is that what you owed out?
And this is my, and nothing ever fazed me. Like, I never once ever, like, had a downer or didn't care about all that. And then when I got Bobby's and had, like, my own business, my own husband, my own house, range, like, just not that that means anything, but I had everything that I've ever wanted.
You want to enjoy your life,
don't get me wrong. But
yeah,
and then it started mentally torturing me. Like, I was suffering so bad. Like, and it was all just because of stress and work and like the
stress
of it all. I never had a class. I said I used to run about on people thousands, wiped out of my nuts 7 days a week. Not
but I feel sorry for this fella.
Like a good hour
of me phoning him at 7 in the morning until 8 in the morning. He's out walking the dog and I'm trying to get all that stuff out for him.
Had a breakaway from it and then went back.
This is the nicest guy you'll ever meet in your life, people.
It's your time.
You still don't understand Roberto what he's going through at the moment.
Fair play, bro. You have to do.
Roberto's lost a load of friends and so have I. You still don't understand people on the social media. Media pages, do you know what
Greg,
I mean?
You're not drinking no more pints. He has me tortured.
It's a wee bro must have gone on, isn't it?
Oh.
It is. He even has me wearing wigs and all in the middle of the city centre.
Oh, are you the one?
Don't get me wrong, like, I'm not shying away from being an out fruit, like, but he has me wearing wigs walking to work every morning.
Do you just put the wigs on, walk for a turn?
Yeah, he calls me a big girl.
He tried to walk in the clothes with the wig on the other
see
day.
See, when I take
he,
right
he
off,
was
he goes,
punch.
Put that on, you're a big girl's blues.
Is that what you call gay people?
No, I'm not against
gay.
I'm not against gay people, but if they wanted to go in the Kremlin, yes, we'll always go, but.
But me and him's fighting on the 12th of April, and we're fighting in the Kremlin.
Yeah,
no. We're fading up in the Bermara Hotel.
No, here, Roberto, see, last night, I was actually out last night. My missus finished her re-transformation that, so, like, she could leave. We went to houses in, went to Heart Bar, met a couple of...
You were saying to me earlier.
But, so he's gay, she was like, come on, we'll go around there, Cramming. We went to walk up, they just went, you, not a fucking chance. I says, why? He's like, sure, I was on fucking social media and all. And I says, what are you talking about? Your email was like, you're not getting in here. I was like,
and do you know what? Usually lately, like, they're not even like, because it's all student-y kind of thing. Years ago, it used to be like a lot of
the
just
boombox,
gay people.
There was like some fucking
I've never been in the boombox. I'm barred for life and I've never been in it.
Oh.
So if you're watching this, you bastard. Barred me for life for no reason.
People outside fucking shouting Burnley. Do you hear him?
I know.
Tell you what, you're the most famous man in Belfast. I'm gonna get them on the team, Roberto. And so what's the crack for his teams?
Well, I'm Team Burnley. All the girls are on my side. He's got all the boys on his side.
No, I've all of them, and he's cracking up. That's why he cracks up.
And no, fella, I'm not. I don't crack up. No,
so he blocks all fellas that come into
every
his
single life. One. It's manners.
Blocks every single man in his life. So I have all the fellas and all the girls on Team Roberto, and they just smoke a bollocks out.
Does he?
Ah, and he cracks up.
No, I don't crack up. I see me and him's on.
Well, balance. He hangs up.
No, no, no. Seeing me and him's on balance. Seeing like McFadden comes in, I have to mute him for 10 seconds. Oh, McFadden,
he's stream dropping.
If my friend Shona Quinn comes in, Sarah Quinn comes in, it's okay for them to come in, but not him. I have
no fouls allowed.
No fouls allowed on my TikTok.
Come here, Paul.
No fouls allowed on Robert.
He was slapping like fuck about McFadden, right? On the left yard, me and him walked around. We were coming round from Nando's and walked around by Dunn's in the town. Who bumped on the bike? Bumped right into McFadden. What he did? Shook his hand straight away.
You dropped it.
No, in your crisis, big Indian elderly woman coming around by Dunn's.
He done that to me. So he rang me. I was in the house with him or her. He rang me and went, "Where are you?" I says, "I'm in the house." And he goes, "Oh, is that right? Is that right?" I will see about that and hung up. I went, "What the fuck?"
John, there's all Team Burnsy out there.
John. Burnsy, see the fucking followers you bring here? They all know you're in the building.
See, when we're walking up to my work, I'm not even joking, like in the mornings, I mean, you want to see cars and horns, everything, be Burnsy! Be videoing them and all. Be videoing them walking by. Walking up a shankle mall, people come down to your work, Burnsy!
Here, would you walk up a shankle, Burnsy?
Me and him walk up a shankle. Me and him walk up it all day. But there's a guy coming in the car, hood up and all, and then he was videoing him.
Well, he was shouting, Burnsy, and he was videoing him walking across.
Tortured big man.
Tortured big man.
Do you love it, but don't you love it?
Don't he get paid for it by them?
He doesn't.
Here, Burnsy, do you like Protestant women?
There's Protestants who I know on my phone. Gabrielle and Nicola Hutchison, who works in the spa, so I can't thank them two guards enough for ringing me every morning. I ring them and get them up for scooting for their kids and stuff.
Get
their homeworks done.
And they work in
get
the spa.
Get their homeworks done.
Get their dinners made and get them home and get them out of bed.
And then Gabrielle's sister has her own hairdressers on the Shangle Road.
Oh man, all them women we met up at the podcast last week. They were lovely. I know women's like, they're lovely girls.
Roberto, do you get a perm, do you?
No, that's my natural hair.
Yes, he does. He's a liar.
I swear on my hair.
Are they natural curls, are they?
And that's my natural hair.
Would you not?
I actually tried to permanently straighten it, and I fell out. I had it straight loads of times.
Would you ever get your hair in a perm, Bernsey?
No.
He's going to, aren't you?
No, not.
He has a perm.
But you're not that blonde.
He got his hair perm. Put the wig on. Go on.
Bernsey, Roberto, stick yours on.
Let me get mine on. The fuck?
Bernsey, what do you call your like drag name?
Betty Burnch.
Guys on TikTok, have a look at me and Roberto. Now I've got Team Burnley and he's got Team Roberto on, so it's a ball against ball. Here we go.
Would you like two drag queens?
Roberto, what's your name?
You call me Rachel Loosley, and that's my partner, Betty Burns.
Yeah, buddy.
Andy McKernan, you're dead stank over Betty Burns.
What? I don't know what you're wrong about.
That's his name. My mate was walking around the waterworks shift the other day, and she said to him, "You call Robert Rachel with his bacon all on my journey, and he went Patty Burns."
There was any swans out, Burnsy?
See, now there's 90 out of 90 TSB at the minute.
What's that mean?
What's TSB?
It's like people coughing over you, like in the waterworks. Spitting and the end of your singing. It's like they're all going to hospitals, not being well.
What? No more about the swans?
Oh, the swans are bad, but the swine
flu. Bird flu. Jesus.
But there's 90 out of 90 in hospital with people not being well.
What about COVID? Any fucking sign of COVID again?
Fuck, don't start him in that, Jesus Christ.
See how COVID? Oh,
he had their whole royal lockdown a couple of months ago.
Did you ever have it?
No.
He rang I'm always faced up. He rang me before saying, oh, COVID's out again. We're all in the lockdown. I said, what are you talking about?
COVID, he told me the whole Royal and all the awards were locked down.
See, Royal, the matter, the city, Dundonald, they're all closed down due to COVID-19. I swear to God, no, see now, you want to see the cases.
Do you know what? See when COVID was about and I had Bobby's, I got crazy. The cops came and unlocked my shop and everything.
Were you against it?
I had it loads of times.
I got all the injections
and all.
Did you?
I had to get the injections. I had
four. You're a fucking cockhead. Don't get me wrong.
Like I do regret it now, but like never the first two, I was going to Ibiza for my 40th, and you had Adam the Jackson. I had a fucking one refusal bullet to that stage.
I suppose you do eat like you probably talk a lot worse. Like,
I talk a lot worse, but you know what? I'd see that when I the last booster I got, I just went, why did I even get them? Because I was still getting COVID, but I was away.
It doesn't stop transmission. It's
the cops. I was in work, I was like putting on Instagram and all, saying that I was in work. That on, I wasn't even there. I was in the house, and the minute I put it on Instagram, the cops raided the shop, closed the shop and all.
Did your shop get raided?
Four times in a week.
What was it for?
The last time they raided it, saying they were looking, it was funny as fuck.
Looking drugs?
Anthony phoned me saying, the cops are all outside, I think somewhere's getting raided. And as he got off the phone, his mummy rang me and said, I'm standing at your front door, the cops are wanting to put your front door in. Someone was phoning the cops and saying that we had drugs, I know who it was like, and raided the shop.
Is that the one on Springfield Road?
Sniffer dogs, paler jeeps,
bro,
everything.
That's wild.
Scum.
And then
because
of COVID, the
physically sick, my stomach
call
back.
Them out.
I tell you what, see who you are. I tell you what, see if I see your parents and you're still not the Roberto Luzzi, I tell you what, you'll get what's coming to you, and I'm not even joking. Don't be sitting behind a phone sitting and laughing. But here, I tell you what, you'll meet me in the street, let me tell you. You'll get what's coming to you.
And he's a professional boxer, by the way.
Don't mess with me or Roberto ever again. And he's messing about with both shops. He's got the wrong person.
Don't want the smoke.
Yeah, he's changed his life.
And people,
see
one thing, do me a favor. Block the PSN I on TikTok, Snapchat, WhatsApp, and Facebook. Do not have him on social media.
What about
Shane Todd?
Do not have Shane Todd either. He's a North Big Egypt. William Thompson's an Egypt.
He's an old mate of mine.
Paddy and Willie are right, Bernie.
Me and Paddy go way back.
I don't care. Paddy McDonald's an Egypt. So is Shane Todd. So is William Thompson. All rats of them.
Do you not like comedians?
Nah.
Why?
Can't stand them.
Why, but?
Because... They're using me and abusing me.
Serious?
Yep.
He's an angry man.
Didn't give me no money for the podcast for them.
Did they not?
No.
This is real, we're giving you
that. You're giving it back.
Yeah. It's the best podcast you'll ever meet in West Belfast, let me tell you.
Bernsie, do you know everyone?
Oh, Bernsie!
Yeah, Bernsie, do you know a lot of people say they would just love to see you as a host? They're looking at you in between me and Slice here.
I get you, no sweat. Like
Slice is stoned out his head.
Belfast grim man, where are you, Nate, son? You're nowhere to be seen.
You're sacked
from your job.
Remember you were on with Patsy? What did you think of him?
He had it in for me.
Patsy had it in for him. He had a wee bit of
They were fighting over does the glider go up the Antrim Road and come back down?
No, the glider was going up the Antrim Road and come back down again.
Serious?
It wasn't going to make it, Glenn Gordon made it come back down.
The glider doesn't go up the Antrim Road.
Does it not?
It does. G1 goes up and then comes back down again.
What
goes up back down onto the short road again.
The glider only goes up the Falls Road, I think it was the Dundon.
Then there's a T2. There's a T1 and
the
T2. The
fucking gliders are a nightmare. Take up a whole road.
But that is just Jim Collins race for them.
Who?
Jim Collins.
Where did you wait for?
No. My mate of mine.
Oh.
Academy.
Have you any new mates?
Not your mate, though.
George Smith.
Geraldo. I'm loving the bromance, Bernsie. Yeah, I'm alright, I have to say. You just go well, the guy.
What do? He does make me smile. Like, he wakes me up in the morning.
Is he like a big brody, Bernsie, is he?
Fucking best mate of mine that I've ever had.
Are you just going now? That's his old debts.
Nobody is. He is 125%.
Fuck, that's a fight.
Because see your turn. See Belfast City Centre, no warranty. It's a dump at the minute.
Shithole.
I'm attacking Roberto. Because see these people with batons and
hammers
and baseball bats. It's not nice to run around. But see, you parents, right? I'm not going to say this, right? It's a joke. It's getting to be on the joke right now tonight. See your daughters and sons.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Here at 10 o'clock at night tonight, please be aware, parents. Get your sons and daughters in early because there's a car running around and they're lifting kids underage in cars. Please be aware of your phone calls and messages. Look at your phones, parents.
Stay alert.
Stay alert on your phones because you don't want the police coming to your doors and telling you about your daughters and your sons and kids. Please be aware of your phone calls. Just look at your phones when your daughters ring you. Don't be sitting laughing or taking any more things in your houses.
Be safe.
Be safe with your daughters and sons and kids. I don't care what age you are. Come out and protect them. Because you just sitting and think it's funny, but it's not funny.
Put your kids first.
Because I don't care what your underage daughters are. Come out and look for them, or your sons or your kids. Go out and look for them and protect them.
Put your kids first.
Put your kids first. I'm telling you that now, parents. It's not even funny. Stop sitting behind a phone and be laughing. It's not a laughing matter.
Burnsy, Niall McCarthy texts me saying he wants you to give him a shout out.
Oh, Niall McCarthy. Jennifer McCourty. Alison Payne, Alison Martin, Katrina McMullen, Icy McMullen.
All the ones from your school.
All from Glenvey School.
Here, right with there. I want to ask you, Roberto.
Shout out to Glenvey.
And here, the only man who's working Glenvey is Rainbow Slice.
Talking to Roberto.
Do you know what? I've been thinking about this, actually, as you say out there, for a lot now, recently. When I turned 40, I really thought about it, because we'd just been married and stuff. And then it just kind of went off. Obviously, we're working on. And then lately would think about it, but then I'm like on the borderline now. I don't know, because my wee dog, who is like a child to me, and I treat him like a child, and he's the reason why I actually met Anthony and like went on to do better things. Once I got out of jail, the last time I went to jail, I got that dog and I was like, I'll never be back in jail because I can't leave him. So he's like a proper chair to me, and I actually love him.
I think he'd be a great dad.
Unbelievable. But now I'm thinking, like, once he's 15 now, I've had him for 15 years.
Teeth and all falling out.
Everything, deaf, and it's going to kill me. But once he leaves us, I think I would love to travel around Spain.
But you don't think a kid's
me? You're not leaving me here.
I don't know.
There's Spain. In the middle of Spain, or
something.
No, just like I would love to just go to Ibiza for the summer, not the party, like just to work, not work for myself, work for somebody, just to have that lifestyle.
You were meant to be away.
We were meant to go, and then obviously there was a lot of shit went on just with the unit and the lease and stuff and a load of crap, and then obviously the dog and all these wee bit old. But I don't know. I think life's far too short. I know a baby would think, but I feel like me and Anthony would just love to go and see the world and fucking.
Your mom, Brian McDowell, isn't
he? Had a wee kid and all. Like, Brian's a really good friend of mine. Like, I've known him for years.
He said, I was messaging me, he's coming on the podcast.
I've known him for a long, long time. Like, me and Brian party for years. And he's a really good friend of mine. And I'm so happy for him. And I would love it. Like, I would love to be a bit dude, but my mind's just, I'm 50-50 now. I don't know.
Birdie,
see what happens.
Birdie, see if he's...
if it happens, it happens.
See, because he's past 45 now, if he ever needs a donor, would you give your semen up?
Would you? I would help him out no matter what. I would help him out. With a lot of stuff that he wants me to do, I would do it for him no matter what. I would never do it. See anybody else, I would never do it for anybody else.
Come here, the whole tech
behind a camera.
Or a shock the order. Tell me.
Do it for him.
Oh, I will go.
The whole TikTok went into shock the other day when he got up and sang.
Wait,
did you see that?
What's that?
Okay, do you see him singing in his boxers on the left? Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh, don't be saying it on the left.
Everyone nearly died.
There
was an anaconda running about the left.
Did you get a big hover, Bernsie?
He put up and started saying, "You raise me up." Next time he was out his boxers and the whole left.
Here, are you using a song? Are you going to do a song?
We're going to song what we sing.
Do you need, we can put the instrumental on, just want.
Fate song.
Fate song.
When the karaoke.
Let us come up.
This is my fate song. No,
but you need to turn the thing around, you know, like right around to me and him.
Yeah, we'll have to keep it
See, before we end, right, what we need to do, what we need to do, one battle and we'll end this revel, right?
Right, folks, we're going to go live here.
On TikTok.
On TikTok. I'm stone dead, if anybody's wondering.
Don't be saying that on live, you.
Sorry. Team Roberto and Team Burnsy.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Nah, this is the final battle.
Oh.
Take him out.
No.
Take him out.
No, see, he's cracking up.
I'm not cracking up.
Slices away the shop in a rocks.
LJ's trying to crack me.
The new host, so I am Andy Kane's Finest.
Yo, Burnsy.
Well, Andy Kane's
Finest. Yes, Debbie, you tell him.
You're not going to have him miss big battle on the podcast. Late,
he just goes.
Fox.
Burnsy, look who's hosting it.
I know.
tell her what's her chat up, then.
In the rocks, of course. She's blowing time the picture on TikTok, guys.
Burnsy, ask her if she's feeling well.
She is. Sean Casey, don't be cheeky to me, son, I knocked you clean out. Can somebody mute Sean Casey, please?
Burnsy.
Oh, you're connected to me.
Go, quick. Here, Burnsy. Give her your chat up, then.
Ladies.
Go, everyone.
Ladies, are you feeling well? Because she's a little well, ladies.
Right, hurry up. Get over and done with.
Let go, Burnsy.
Katie, what's happening?
Let me go.
Dead?
Right, that's us. We're going now.
Burnsy, put your phone away.
Come on, phone
will you
off.
Shut up?
We're recording.
Come on, you. We're...
So here, Una's the new host here.
Cheers. Hi,
are we all? Have you any questions for her? Lord, you get all nervous because...
I have a question for you. Are you feeling well? Because you're looking well.
Did he take your chat up then?
That's fine. That's all
you wish.
Here, Burnsy, do you think we should get rid of Slice and just get Una in?
100%.
You're not loyal at all.
Jesus Christ, he's well.
No, you are so not loyal.
Do you know Una?
Yeah.
Yeah, for years.
I've known Una rocks all my life.
Just like on like social media for years.
I've actually never seen you before.
Have you not?
No.
She's always on my page. She's not on your page because she doesn't follow you.
Do you?
Yeah. Of course she does. I'm going to tell you what.
Guys, this girl, Una. Burnsy. Una rocks.
Trying to talk here.
She's blonde hair on TikTok. Follow her, guys. Follow her constantly.
So, what?
I have
the Working Class Podcast, and then I have I was going through and I was hearing videos and I was like, she was talking about the parks.
ROX?
She's a follow.
ROCKS.
She's a Westie, so I was like, and I've seen her posting loads and she's trans, so I was like, do you know what? I'm going to give this girl a bit of moral support here. But at the end of it, that's why I comment. I said, keep posting because you seem like you're crack.
She's O-N-A-G-H.
At their own spots.
ROCKS.
ROCKS.
I
not follow you.
That's her.
No.
I'm a cheeky boss.
No, I lost my account. This is only an account.
He lost his account.
They took my main account off me.
That's terrible.
They took his account off him because of slobbering.
Burnsy, so I said a comment on a video the other day saying, if you seem good crack, just keep posting videos. And
then
she was like, I've asked, she works like a couple of doors up, so she was talking to John, our editor, and one thing led to another, and I was like, do you know what, come on, we'll bring her on a Patreon. Now she's on the main, you're on the main podcast.
Oh,
now. Yes.
Oh.
But so, Burnsy, have you any questions for her?
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Burnsy.
No, I'm serious.
I know it means a lot coming from you.
He has a hangover. He's
get on.
4 pints of park for an hour.
I love you.
And over Roberto come in now, we're a fucking double fucker.
Do you know what? See, his the last podcast I done with him, that's the first time I've ever done anything to get my life.
I thought
I was going to be nervous. And when I fuck up.
Any of us.
Is this your first time? Yeah.
On a podcast.
Is this your first time being in?
See, to be honest as well, on TikTok.
Like, she's the nicest girl on the app, guys. I'm a follower.
Speaking of.
Give her 1,000 followers.
See, this app, that grinds my gears. This app, it's fucking TikTok.
I know.
I fucking
hate it. You can't say certain words at all.
It's crazy.
You're not allowed to say that. Do you know,
I was getting banned every week for saying, nobody would say he's a gay. Obviously, like, I must be talking in an old gay, the way I talk as an old gay man, like, but they must be picking it up wrong, like, gay.
You're gay, yeah.
She's a gay. So the thought I was saying gay, because it must be computerized,
like,
to pick
that's not
up
even
gay.
A bad word.
I get banned every single week without fear.
Bananas?
So what, bananas, you have to say, you're not allowed to say ban. So I joined an agency because of that. And then obviously when I joined the agency, they made me do one battle, and it was an agency battle. And that battle, like, got such a high score. The whole Belfast came in and fucking supported.
Bergie!
And I end up going on to win number one.
Bergie,
the
put your phone away.
Stars. That's the way it worked.
Oh, is that a thing?
So
I've had agencies reach out to me, but I don't go live. I'm more
A lot of them are like trolls, like scammers.
They're not
like
even worth it. Well, I don't know.
Do you get them?
People say join an agency to get you, when you get banned, they can get you off it, but not all the time. I just save you if you're do it all yourself, I think.
Guys, can you just go away from my door, please? Do one.
They were right in the neighbour, I'd say. Burnsy, come on out.
We fellas out there say they're camping out to meet you.
The reason why there's people knocking the door because they know there's a celebrity in the house.
Burnsy said,
it's me, I'm the celebrity.
Hey, those legs. He sunk you when you were away, says she sustained her door.
He said, I
wouldn't
do that.
You'd do it better. See the night, you'd do it better. It's over. Okay. I know, I need to let people know. Slice didn't even order the podcast on. He was bummed out of his head. He goes, Gavin, I couldn't even go on camera. I says, you'll be all right. I'll just talk. You could fucking sit there.
It's my fault. He's like, I should have clapped on. Don't get me wrong, mate, but listen.
What type of G was it?
It was heavy stuff. I don't know. Somebody, see, to be honest with you, people keep coming up and having these grads on here. Yeah, just smoke a
green
here's a wee bit half
me
wax here and there, so I don't even know
what it is
half the time. I'm just smoking the
chin. That's
your one.
Yeah,
that's more talking. That's more talking you've done than the whole podcast.
Edibles gave to me a couple of weeks ago, and I have them in the house. They're like coffees.
Oh,
have you had them ones? Because obviously I was trying to give up all the gear and all because I thought my hair was gone. I just didn't want to do it anymore. And some man said, take game. If you want to go out and still enjoy yourself, and you just come back to the house, you'll have a better crack. And I kept thinking about that time I took that fuck it, and I was like, I'm shaming myself taking them. They're still in the house. I'm scared. They look like Helen toffee bars. That's what it looks like. It's wrapped up like a sweet nut. There's four of them. They're about that
size.
Who's doing that anymore?
He says to me, like, take it in the house. Don't be taking.
Roberto, do you smoke grass?
Never. I told you I talked about fuck up before.
Do you smoke a grass?
No, don't.
Do you smoke a Gavin?
Nah, take a lot of your things, but not grass.
Nah, I've talked everything else, but not the grass.
Well, I'm the same, like,
I think it's because I've never smoked. I think that's why.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, that's what I think.
You
look
like a smoker.
I've never smoked in my life, ever once.
Do you smoke, Burnside?
No, don't.
Smoke your old beef, like.
Don't be saying that on
yeah, for a penny. Where's he? What, he's not here.
No, I'm only being honest.
He's not allowed to say it on name.
I'm only being honest.
Will you come off your phone?
Yo, put it away.
That's me.
You're scared?
Yeah.
Why?
That's my question.
That was a fucking bother.
I think I've never actually smoked, but I've never smoked green because I don't smoke. I think if I smoked, I'd probably be a stoner because I'm fucking done everything else. No one
am.
Burns, did you hear what he said? He said about smoking beef.
He's not allowed to do that, and he knows that himself. Because he knows.
I only do it at the weekends, pal.
He only does when he's full of drink.
No, he knows what happened to him in work. He took a reaction to the tablets and he shouldn't be
doing it.
No, listen.
I'm talking about smoking a beef, not talking about
listen, I've had phone calls from certain people in his work, told me that he collapsed on the ground. He took a reaction.
I must mean some dick.
No.
I was the one done the damage.
No. He bought these tablets yesterday.
Don't say. Brandon, I got prescribed them.
I know, but you got them in the
doctor gave me.
Oh, but you think them in the doctors, but you went and got them out of the.
I took an allergic reaction to an antibiotic yesterday. I was really, really sick all day yesterday.
The blood numbers. Coming out of him.
No, was
you told me on the phone. You told me on the phone. Just
oh, sorry, I actually did. I was bringing up blood. Sorry, I actually did. Sorry, mate.
Told you.
I was being sick.
Thank
all
you.
Day and then
thank you, Lord, for telling me that.
Blood.
Thank you.
But
no, but this guy shouldn't be taking
anything
without my consent on that. Or without, no, without
yeah,
doctor,
Roberto, you're not allowed to smoke no, beef anymore. No.
See, you may speak that name of the devil.
He
not be happy, boy.
No, Cindy got these tablets straight by a doctor, but he had to go to chemist. This one, he takes a reaction.
Right.
And the blood comes out of him. But I keep telling him, drink the freaking water.
Yeah,
before
it.
You take a tablet.
I know, that's it.
But that's
no more antibiotics.
See, we don't drink
no more antibiotics.
You have to drink water constantly.
But you can't drink tea.
What about pints of harp?
No.
No more pints of harp?
No.
It.
No.
I can't drink Guinness either.
Thank you. I'm trying to drink Guinness.
I've never drank Guinness.
And I'm trying really hard to.
Yeah, it's fucking.
I've
like,
never drank Guinness.
See, when you get a taste for it, it's like a cold coffee.
Oh, I tried it there actually a couple of weeks ago, or it's a Paddy's Day for the first, and I can't do it.
No, neither could I.
I'm not even a beer drinker, but sometimes I crave an old pint, you know.
No, I can drink. I would drink pish, but I can't for the life of me drink.
She can't drink underneath the table like me.
Pish on the dirty side.
No, I would drink it. Guinness is wrong.
You can't drink under the table like him.
No, I wouldn't try, mate.
She can't drink like me.
Yeah, listen, we're going to switch over to Patreon here, so if anyone wants to watch, the link is below. Go down, support the lads, support the podcast. And it's going to be
guys, follow me, Gabner, Roberto on live on TikTok.
Get the Harpies in and the airplanes and the boxing gloves.
But it's all right. Is it all right if she takes her seat or...
What?
Over on Patreon or do you want...
Do you want? I don't really care.
Do you want her to sit your knee?
No, no.
You feel it well because you're lovely.
Okay, I'll do your wee dance before we go.
Chicken falada.
Do you want me to do it with you?
Go, okay. You stay there. Go.
Roberto, anyone you want to shout out there? Any Bernsey?
Caitlin Creations, who done these t-shirts for Team...
Hold on, I'll do it my way. Caitlin Creations, I want to say thank you for the two tops of Team Roberto and Team Bernsey. And I want to thank Una Rocks for coming in tonight and doing a Patreon tonight. And... She's a nice host tonight before Liam had to go and get a chair easier.
I want to thank
and I
want all to
thank
the
John
ladies.
Boy. I want to thank John Boy for coming in tonight with Gavin. And I want to thank everybody for coming in battling of me and Roberto tonight on our lives tonight there. So we can't thank everybody enough for coming in. And I want to thank the Sloan's Bar staff for letting us drink in their bar tonight in front of people. And
thank Jared Hughes.
I don't want to thank God. He did Jared Hughes tonight.
Jared Hughes, thank
is
you
that,
very
is that,
much.
He's not coming in here, so do not come in.
Jared, thank you for signing me on Galaxies to be at Team Burnsy again for the
30
times.
No, not you.
So we'll love to see us on the Patreon if anyone wants to watch.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.